Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I'm your host, and I have the pleasure today to have some royalty in the house. Got a couple queens from Calhoun. Welcome, Abigail Jones and Charlotte Rose. How are you two doing today?
I'm good.
Yes, you are? Me too.
Okay, so you've had a whole year of being queens of Calhoun. Mm-hmm. All right, so Abigail, tell me about your experiences. Like, for example, how about like when you first were, you know, when they announced you're a queen, how'd you feel? What happened? What went through your mind?
It was pretty amazing. It's definitely something that I dreamt about for a long time before I was up on that stage. So hearing my name called was definitely very rewarding for all of the hard work I put in. And it was just a lot of excitement for the year that was to come and to all the experiences we were going to get to have.
How about you, Charlotte?
Well, it was so fun, all the excitement all at once, just hearing my name and then everyone congratulating me and getting crowned. It was just such a fun night that I'll truly never forget.
Great. Now, Charlotte, are you, so you grew up in Calhoun?
Yes.
What school do you go to?
I go to St. Mary's School in Brussels.
Okay. So you're from the south end of the county?
Yes.
How was that growing up in the south?
It's good. It's fun. There's a lot of peach orchards.
Uh-huh. Are you a peach picker?
Nope.
What'd you do for fun in Brussels or in that area?
I like to play on my trampoline, and I like to go swimming.
Okay. So what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Okay. How about you, Abigail? What part of the county did you grow up in?
I'm also a South End girl, so yeah. I'm from Meppen, so close to Brussels, basically Brussels as well. I also went to St. Mary's whenever I was younger, and then I went to Brussels High School.
So how was it? Both of you went to St. Mary's. What do you think? I mean, it's very small, right? Not many students.
Yeah.
How was that going to school with just a limited amount of students?
I really liked it.
Yeah, it was so fun. I love having a small school.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I graduated eighth grade with, it was me and my best friend. That was it.
So
it was just the two of us. Yep. So I say that was a pretty fun time for me.
But. Yeah. How about?
It's really fun. Like I said, I love the small school. All the teachers, they really care. And like,
it's almost like being homeschooled.
Kind of, basically, a private
teacher,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you stay in one classroom through grade school? Did you stay in one spot or did you move around from class to class?
I've been in the same classroom since fifth grade and I'm in eighth grade, but I moved around a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of had the same thing. We moved around a little bit throughout the years, but it just kind of depended.
So how about sports? Did you guys participate in sports?
Yeah, so I was actually on the state volleyball team my senior year. We won state for volleyball, and then I was also a cheerleader and did Scholastic Bowl. So, and we were co-opted with Calhoun for the volleyball and cheerleading. And that was really a cool experience. We were part of some of the first like groups that did it throughout my high school years. It started whenever I was a freshman, the co-op did. And it was definitely a thing that we needed to test out. And I think it worked really well. And I was really grateful to be able to play with those girls.
Yeah, the volleyball teams have done really well.
Oh, yeah. They? Yeah, it's been amazing to see us come together like that.
What do you attribute that to?
I think just the willingness to come together. Everyone, you can't tell if someone's from the South or the North. Like, it does not matter. Everybody's a friend. Everybody comes together to play their sport. And I think that's really is what important and what makes a good team.
Yeah. So. How about you, Charlotte? Any sports?
I was a cheerleader, and I did basketball and softball, and I'm currently doing dance and gymnastics.
I see.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. So what was your... In the sports, what was your position? What did you like to play?
So in softball, I most of the time played outfield. I wasn't very good. That's why I don't play anymore. And then,
how come? What was the skill that you needed to work on? Catching or throwing?
I don't think I was very into it. But in gymnastics, I'm currently working on my back tucks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's a back tuck?
It's just like a backflip.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Could you do one here in studio for everybody? I'm just kidding.
I was going to be like, maybe a back handspring.
I see. So as now both of you, I know Abby, you're an only child,
yes.
Right? So how about you, Charlotte? You an only child?
I have two siblings. I'm the oldest.
Okay.
They like to pester me.
They do.
Yes.
Well, you got a couple brothers?
I have one brother and one sister.
Okay. All right. And so you became queens, and it's been an exciting time for you. Mm-hmm. How about the parades? What were some of the better parades that you went to? I know you had, how many parades you go to?
Quite a few.
Yeah, maybe like 10?
Yeah, it was a lot. We started out with quite a few whenever we were just crowned.
Yeah.
And then recently we've also had a couple. We had a couple 4th of July parades.
Yeah.
And then we had one in Jerseyville.
Yeah,
that was
Jerseyville was really fun.
Yes, that was one of our favorites, I think.
Yeah, what made it so favorite?
I think just because a lot of the people we knew were there, a lot of people come over, and it's kind of fun to see your people in the crowd throw them candy. You know?
Super fun.
I don't know for sure what profession, Abby, you plan on going into, but you might think about car sales. You got your dad to buy a brand new Jeep.
Yes.
I mean, that was pretty nice.
It was a surprise. None of us knew he was doing that. One day I came out to the kitchen and my dad was like, oh, just go look outside. And I was like, what is that? And it was a new Jeep. And he's like, I think it would be good for parades.
Yeah.
So,
and he probably likes driving it too.
He does. Yeah. He definitely does.
Yep. He's our driver for parades.
So as queens, think about, tell me something you could share that you've really learned that you didn't expect, maybe, you know, as something you learned as being a queen all year. Charlotte?
Well, really, how fast time flies. I mean, I can't believe it's already been a year, and me and Abby are retiring soon. Well, going into the year, I was expecting it to be, like, very kind of chaotic, but super exciting. But it's really just been so fun, and I've just had the best year.
It was. How about you, Abby?
Yeah, I definitely agree with all of that. Something else that I didn't expect was how different everybody's fare is. It's kind of exciting to see what new and different things everybody brings to the table. So it's like you're not going to see the same fare every time you go to a different one. It's a whole new set of activities or things to do. And so I think that's really cool that we get to experience that.
What are some of the things that stood out in your fare history that you experienced?
Well, some of the fairs, they do like the little and the junior and the miss all on the same night. Calhoun County, we just do them. So the junior is on Friday, the little is on Saturday, and then the miss is on Sunday. But they all kind of do it a little differently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You like doing it, being separate? You think that's better? You've experienced all of them. You've seen them all. So what do you think?
I mean, I don't know. There are good things and bad things about that. So I get to retire with Abby and Mila by my side. But Abby will have the two newly crowns by her side whenever she retires. So I don't know. But I feel like it's also good that the attention is on, like, one person for the whole night. So there are ups and downs to having them on the same night and on different nights.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Abby?
Something that I thought was pretty cool at one of the fairs at Schuyler, they brought their Miss contestants in on motorcycles, and then their the queen was in a horse-drawn carriage. So that
Where
was
this at?
That was it was in Schuyler County.
Schuyler
yes.
County.
So that was pretty cool. That was one of the more unique things that I feel like I saw at the pageants we went to.
How about any surprises? Hey, first of all, I just want to let everyone know, the listeners, that I have Abigail Rose Jones with me and Charlotte Rose, both retiring queens from Calhoun. I guess, what did it say, Big Miss?
Yeah.
And
Junior.
And Junior, okay. The Little Miss couldn't make it today.
No,
she
Mila.
Mila. She's cool. So
I have school too. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
any big surprises throughout the year?
I would say The state fair and even going up to compete in the state pageant, that was all new for me. So that was pretty much a complete surprise. I'd never really been to either.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that was all new, all surprising. So it was a lot to take in, but it was really awesome. It was super cool.
Yeah. What'd you like about it? What were some things that really stood out in the state fair in your experience?
I think the state fair, just like the amount of things they had, like we walked around all day long and I felt like we still didn't see half the things. Like there's just so much to offer up there. Just from like the agriculture side of it or just some fun things to do. We rode a lot of rides.
Yeah,
so that was pretty fun. So I think that was just super cool.
How about you?
Like Abby said, the state fair, but also the state pageant. They are so professional down there, and there was so much competition, and it was so fun to watch. It was my first time, and I really enjoyed it.
Did you meet any friends?
Like junior miss friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I talked to quite a few down there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard to tell like who was junior miss and who wasn't because we couldn't wear our crowns down at the state fair.
Oh, you couldn't?
No.
At the state fair, were you able to go to any concerts? Did you get free tickets to any concerts?
No.
We did not see it. There was a band playing. Captain Geach was playing while we were there. So it wasn't necessarily a concert. They were just kind of playing for the public to watch, which was kind of cool because they were playing at our fair too. So, you know, it was like a little prelude to what we were going to get next week.
I see. I think they're playing... playing this fair this year, right?
Yep. Again? Yes.
Yep. Ella Langley was performing there, but it wasn't the day that we were going. I really wanted to see her, but it was next week.
Yeah.
So the state fair goes on for a long time.
Yes. Yeah.
It does. It's big.
It is.
A lot of action. going on.
Yes.
A long walk from wherever you park.
Definitely. They had some golf carts. Mila got to ride in a golf cart to get in there. So she was pretty excited about that.
You've been Queens for a year. Abigail, are you graduating from high school?
I graduated 2 years ago.
Okay.
So this is my second year in college. I'm at Lewis and Clark. I'm doing their architecture program. And then after this year, I'll move down to Carbondale and I'll be at SIUC and I'll continue and get my master's degree in architecture.
Led you toward architecture?
I always really liked art. I liked math. Somebody told me that was a good combination. I actually was just looking through my mom's pictures, and it was a picture from 10 years ago, and I had written, I want to be an architect. I want to get my master's degree. That's what I had written, and that was 10 years ago. So I guess girl doesn't change your mind because I'm still doing that.
How about you, Charlotte?
So I graduate 8th grade this year, and then I will go to Brussels High School, and I don't really know what I want to be whenever I grow up. Maybe something involved, maybe like a lawyer.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I like arguing.
Yeah. That'd be good.
My dad knows.
Yes. Well, that's exciting. That's exciting. And, Abigail, any new friends when you were throughout the course of the year?
Oh, definitely. Actually, tonight we're going to Panna Tri Fair, and she was my line buddy. She was number 23. I was 22, and so her name is Sierra. I got super close to her, so I'm really excited to go see her tonight. It's sad that she's retiring, but it's nice that I can be there. And then also Krista, our state queen.
Oh, yes.
She was one of my best friends at state, too, so getting to see her win was just so special for me, and so that was really exciting. I was really happy for her, and I think she should be coming to our fair. So,
excited.
That should be good too.
Well, girls, it's been really fun having you in. You're both a couple beauties, that's for sure.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you just seem so mature, you know,
thanks.
And both of you. And,
yes.
And you speak so well and
thank you.
Very confident. I think both of you are going to do really well.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, any last words you want to say to your constituents?
Well, thank you for having us out today.
Yes.
And I hope everyone comes to our fair, which is next week. It's the 10th through the 13th. We got lots of good things going on. So come check it out.
Calhoun peaches.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in. And you guys take care.
Thank you.
You too.